phony.
You okay, Arla?
No.
What's wrong, girl? Excuse me, that's me.
You okay? Oh, so you're allowed.
That's me getting your lurgy now. That's it. Good afternoon. Hello, we're all here. Give us an A-O. What have I got for you? A miniature Dachshund. A little schnitzel of a dog.
Aren't Dachshunds small anyway?
Yeah, this is an even smaller one.
Okay.
You can get a miniature Dachshund. A dog that's already miniature. They've gone even more miniature on it.
Okay.
They just reduced the sizing on it by another 20% or so. I don't know. A small Dachshund anyway. Do you want to listen to him? He's gorgeous.
Okay.
Here he is. He's having a little... They've put him... If you watch the video, someone shared it to me on Instagram. If you watch the video, it looks like they've put him on a chair, or like a regular like kitchen chair at the kitchen table. And I think it could be the case that he's just too small to get down. And he's kind of going, oh, could you let me down, please? Have a listen to him. He's having these little howls at the camera.
Oh, I feel sorry for him.
Isn't he gorgeous?
I feel sorry for him.
And then, of course, someone went and took that and put it to music. Sheeran's and Celestia. This is today FM playing the music you love. Hey, welcome to Thursday. We're nearly there. The weekend. Can you smell that? It smells like the weekend.
Bear in the big blue house.
Say again?
You're like Bear in the big blue house.
Was Bear snuffly and sniffy in the very big blue house?
He got to the camera and started sniffing and be like, you smell great today.
Hey, you smell great today. Was he Canadian Bear?
I don't know.
In the big blue house? He always reminded me of one of the Bridges brothers, Bear in the big blue house.
So there's Jeff.
Not Jeff. He doesn't remind me of Jeff Bridges. The other one. It's a Bo.
Oh, there's Bo Bridges. Yeah, right.
If you look up Bear in the Big Blue House.
Come on now.
Go on.
Don't
go
be
on.
Ridiculous.
Tell me it's not Bo Bridges dressed Bo as a bear. Right,
side by side comparison.
Bridges. I'm telling you, even the eyebrows.
Yeah, the eyebrows.
He looks like Bo Bridges. The gang's all here. Fine, by the way. I think he's well. I think it's called Charlie or something. The miniature Dachshund. Was that his human making a noise there in the end, in the middle?
Yeah.
All right. So that was a human coming in. It wasn't him randomly sounding like a human, which would be weird. These people, though, these talented people that go and get then just a 15-second clip of a miniature Dachshund howling. And then they'll go and put live music then to it. Ooh. Baby. Girl, come on, girl. This is Today FM. The Love Zone. Oh, yeah. You all good today? We good form?
Yeah, very good, yeah.
You good form, JP?
Very good, right, yeah.
Orla, you in good form? Orla's not in great form today.
No, doesn't sound it.
Text 0874-100-102. JC texted Orla.
Yes.
He says, Ray, does Orla make that sound every day in studio? It's brilliant, from JC. Yeah, she does. She's incredibly consistent.
Very talented.
Incredible. Just note perfect every single time. Voice notes as well. 0874 100 102. Gillian is over there. Hello, Gillian.
Ray, what? You gotta stop playing that noise. It actually makes me feel physically sick.
Oh God! have you considered talking to your GP?
Every single time I hear it.
What noise? This noise? Is it Orla? Just.
I agree with Gillian.
But apart from that, love the show.
Hey, well, look, you can't take that off her. Could make you physically sick every time, could it? Just this. Gillian. This Gillian.
It makes me physically sick every time.
I think it's hilarious.
I don't.
I love it.
I do too.
I think it's... and it describes exactly the way people feel when this show starts. I mean, you are... That noise, that 1.5 seconds of audio represents the mood of the entire nation at 2 p.m.
I think you need to embrace it, Orla. It's a bit like how Chesney Hawks probably feels about the one and only.
Yeah, that's your hit.
Oh, that's calling card.
But that's your hit. That's your hit.
Oh.
So that's it. That's your peak.
I'm like Hugh Grant at About a Boy.
That's exactly it. You're going to be making royalties off this for the rest of your radio career.
Hey, if it pays.
Guys, we're doing a roll call. 087-4100-102. Yeah, I forgot the number after this. Conway Jepson, call me maybe. Conway Jepson or Jepson?
Jepson
or Jepson? Jepson, call me maybe. This is Today FM. A bit hoarse and croaky today, actually. I didn't sleep well last night. I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
Disgusting.
Did you go back to sleep?
No.
Oh.
Up at awake since 3. So I'm a bit tired and croaky today. And you know, you can kind of get a bit trippy, or you can get a bit weird and woozy. You can say anything, you can end up saying anything. I know that's what I usually do between 2 and 4. This show could go anyway now, lads. 0874-100-102. Let's do a roll call right here. JP there.
Ansha.
Orla Ormond.
Ansha.
Ansha Foley, but when are you going to return the favour and turn up at my place of work? Are you handy with a bacon slicer from Teresa? Teresa or Trasa?
It's spelled Trasa, isn't it?
Trasa. Are you a butcher, Trasa, or do you work in the deli counter? In which case, I'll be there. I'm less handy with the bacon slicer than I am with the bacon.
Yeah.
I'm great with bacon. All forms of pig meat, I'm really good at. Phil's over there as well. 0874-100. Jeez, I am very croaky this afternoon, isn't he? 0874... Oh, it's gone,
he's
man.
Going. He's going. Gone. Get Louise Cantillon back in here.
0874-100-102. Philip?
On Shaw Foley.
Good to have you, Levine.
Could you please give a shout out to Eric Walsh and Kilkenny,
Eric,
who got chased by not one, not two, but three dogs today while delivering parcels.
Wow.
And he almost started crying on dog number three. Thanks.
Oh, is that him shouting in the background? Don't say that. Don't say that. I love that he jumps in to interject to defend himself.
Started crying on dog number three. Thanks.
I
love the show.
Cheers, lads. Drive safe. Watch out for them dogs. Three dogs, that's like a kennel. That's like a pack. Did a pack come after him? Great. Were they ganging up on him? And with regard to Orla's groan this afternoon. Speaking for the nation. That's like, that's that the top podcast review of our podcast on the iTunes chart. Yeah. Ray Foley. Not again. Who have I got for you? Niall is over there. Niall?
How are you, Ray?
Hello, love.
You should mix Orla Ormond's in with M.
Sorry, give it again.
It's close.
Niall and Orla together.
Steaming.
Steady on, you two. Kids are listening.
In with M. Amanda,
just sweet
un baguette.
Just sweet un. So mix Orla's with the un baguette. Put Orla in where the un is. Hang on. So just sweet un baguette. Please bear with. You don't mind waiting.
We'll hold, right?
There
we'll
he
hold.
Is.
Just sweet un baguette.
The just sweet un baguette guy.
Just sweet un baguette.
With Orla's
Just sweet baguette.
Well played, madam. It's got to be said.
Just sweet baguette.
All right, let's move on then, shall we? Play Kelly Clarkson next. Easy QLO. Thanks to Leon. That's Sex on Fire. Thanks for all your messages and your WhatsApps and your voice notes doing your versions of Orla Ormond moaning for us this afternoon. I'm not going to play them all because I know it's really annoying. I know there's loads of people texting as well going, would you stop? And I, you know, I wanted to do something else, but it was just this got away from us. There was an old voice note, though, that Kate sent in of her kids. This is when we were doing the Orla moaning thing originally. And Kate was picking up her kids from school and they were laughing in the car at the moaning. Pretty good, like. Pretty good. You get that kind of a reaction. Orla, babes, you've made it. She hates it, though, as well, herself, actually, which probably makes me love it all the more. Do you know that kind of a way? What's this? This is Kellogg's reveals major Colin Farrell breakfast move after Golden Globe winner's crunchy nut jibe in gong speech. This is Colin Farrell at the Golden Globes a couple of nights ago. We played the audio yesterday of him saying how much he loves working with Brendan Gleeson and how much he admires Brendan Gleeson. He doesn't have the same feelings or the same positivity of feeling towards Barry Keoghan. Because Barry was also in Banshees of Inisherin with him. They were all at the Golden Globes the other night, cleaning up. And Colin Farrell, of course, he took a swipe from the stage. Took a pop at young Barry Keoghan as they were sharing a house together. Here's what he said.
Barry, when you're sharing a house with an actor you're working with, a word of advice, Barry, don't eat his crunchy nut cornflakes and leave him with no breakfast.
He was raging, wasn't he?
Bullet.
He wasn't holding back.
No.
Is your mic not on?
Why is my mic not on? That mic is on over there.
What's that about?
Is it not going off now?
This desk has been reset, has it? That's where. Hang on, I'll put you over there. Are you there?
No, I'm not there either.
You're getting closer.
There I am, yeah.
What's that about?
Have the buttons done a 180?
I have no idea. Changed. Sorry, man. Sorry about that. I'm
as raging as Colin Farrell is.
The problem is, I haven't had my Crunchy Nut Cornflakes.
Yep.
Kellogg's, though, the company behind the Crunchy Nut Cornflakes, they vowed to ensure that Irish Golden Globe winner Colin Farrell doesn't have to go without his beloved Crunchy Nut Cornflakes ever again, setting up a special hotline for the star. They've said the Crunchy Nut Corn for Kellogg's people have come to the rescue. Sarah O'Brien, Kellogg's Crunchy Nut marketing manager. Do you know what? This is a brilliant opportunity for them, and fair play to them. We vow that this will never happen again. With this in mind, we're sending Colin a Crunchy Nut emergency hotline number so he can call us anytime he wakes up to find Barry has eaten his favourite cereal. Now, I went and looked at the back of it because I love Crunchy Nut Cornflakes myself.
Oh, yeah. It's like a Class A cereal. It's addictive.
That's the problem. Don't they say that about Crunchy Nut Cornflakes? One bowl is never enough. So you have the one bowl and like, I just need a little bit.
But the milk was so cold and they were so crunchy. I need another bowl.
So I looked at the back of the box at home. And there's a 1-800 number on there.
Oh, yeah. So happy days.
Why don't I call? Why doesn't Colin call them? By the way, let's test how good my Colin Farrell impression is.
Thank you for calling the Kellogg's Consumer Care Line.
Terrible.
We would love to know what you think about the service you received today. If you'd like to take part in our short satisfaction survey, please hold the line at the end of your call to answer just 3 questions using your phone keypad. Please note, your call may be recorded for training purposes. If you consent to your call being recorded, press 1.
Do I?
And if not, press 2.
Okay, there's 1. How are you? It's not Colin Farrell. What's he sound like?
Not that.
Who's gone? It's from Castle Knock.
Yeah.
Okay. It was, how are you?
But he's been in Hollywood for a while, so it's not totally Dublin.
Hello there.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Kellogg's. You're speaking to Nicholas. Can I please take your name?
My name is Colin.
Hi, Colin. How can I help you today?
I just wanted to show my appreciation of the Crunchy Nut Cornflakes.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of them.
I'm glad to hear that.
I had a bit of a problem during the summer. I was working on a project with a pal of mine, a young fella called Barry, and he kept eating me Crunchy Nut Cornflakes. And it caused a bit of a row in the house, but because your product is so tasty, so I just wanted to show my appreciation of that and tell you you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you so much for reaching out to let us know. That's very nice of you. What is it that you like about them?
Well, I like the crunch. And I like the nuts.
That's pretty funny.
So that's it. Yeah, well, they're very tasty. And thanks for everything you do.
Of course, if you'd like, I could send you a voucher or two so you could purchase some more.
I know, I'm all right. I'm grand. But listen, thanks very much for everything and all the best, Nicholas. And indeed all the Kellogg's. Cheers.
Thank you very much.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Thank you for taking part in the Consumer Care Line survey.
Okay, well,
using your telephone keypad, please select a number from 0 to 5. 0 being very dissatisfied.
I think I'm going to give him a good review because he was such a good sport playing
along. Tell me about your experience with our representative and how they treated you. How would you rate your satisfaction with them?
10, yeah? 9? 9. Well, I can't go 10, but I go 9.
You have entered an incorrect number.
Ah, Jesus.
What? Please enter a number between... You have entered an incorrect number.
5. It's 5
please
is the top, then.
Please enter a number between... Thinking about your interaction with us today, please describe your overall...
I'll tell you what, I'll take it off... I'll take it off...
Experience.
I want to give Nicholas a good review because he was a good boy. He was a good man. He was a good sport. He played along. That was a good one.
He is walking. I was walking.
I love you as a walk. It's two back in today, FM. Hero, anti-hero. Uncle Hero, anti-hero.
Cadbury Hero, yeah.
Cadbury's Hero, Granny's Heroes. Ireland, good afternoon. How you doing? Ray Foley's here. JP's over there.
Hi.
And look who's in the building.
Oh,
she's up in Dublin.
God.
It's Ciara King, everybody. Hello.
It's nice to be in studio. I decided to leave the village and venture out to the world of Dublin.
Where in Galway do you live?
I live in a little village called Roundstone.
Oh, Roundstone is beautiful.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
Stunning views.
Yeah.
Stunning views.
Quiet enough this time of year, though,
very
is it?
Very quiet, right? It's very quiet, JP. Seriously, I'm delighted to get out of it.
So what are you in Dublin for? You're hardly up to see us, are you?
That's the only reason I came up, yeah.
Jeez.
The only reason I came up.
Come a long way for disappointment, Ciara.
I know, right?
Happy New Year.
It was a nice train journey. Happy New Year to you guys. I have two questions.
Shoot.
JP, did you watch Paddington over Christmas?
Did I swear that I would?
No, but it's stuck in my mind. Did you watch Paddington 1 or Paddington 2?
I watched neither, but I've heard Paddington 2 is better than 1.
Okay, I think we need to set him a challenge. I think he needs to watch Paddington.
Paddington 1 or 2.
Oh, I'll write it down.
You don't have to have watched. I mean, you're not missing much if you haven't watched Paddington 1.
Ray, I watched 3 of the Police Academy movies.
Oh, you did say that you were going to give it a go.
Yes,
I went and got them. Well, I went and got Ciara... the Police Academy movies, sent them to you, and I was doing it, I was thinking, she's going to watch the first 20 minutes of the first one and go, no, these don't hold up, these are terrible.
I watched 3, the second Police Academy movie is definitely the best one.
Really?
You couldn't really air them on television. You know,
just
moments where you're like, oh, this is actually okay, this is actually really funny, and then something really inappropriate. You're like, 2023, isn't ready or able for Police Academy anymore. But it was really funny. The third one is just like really, really funny.
What was the Citizens on Patrol? Do you remember they had a rap?
That was the third one.
Right, okay.
Yeah, that was the third movie.
And then the Mission to Moscow as well, I remember being one of them.
I stopped after 3.
Okay,
yeah, I had my fill, so thank you very much.
It goes on, doesn't it? Like 7
There's
or
7.
8. Oh my God. That's a lot. That's a TV series. It's ridiculous. Let's talk about TV series. Two very different ones arriving to your streams this weekend. And actually, do you know, this is where a lot of households could be having big rows. You could be going to war depending on which one you want the telly for.
Yes.
Because if you're into one, you're definitely not into the other and vice versa. Oh,
are you talking about Love Island?
Versus The Last of Us.
The Last of Us. I mean, two completely and utterly different concepts, guys, for TV shows. So Love Island, it is back. It is back on our screens on Monday. Are we Love Island watchers?
No. I'm not one of those people, because anytime you turn on the radio, and it's usually men around my age going, oh, I'm not into this load of rubbish. I love reality television.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
We love The Traitors. Yeah.
The Traitors has been the best one. I said this, the best show in the last 15 years. But I liked the first... half of series is of X Factor. I liked Pop Stars. I liked all that kind of reality stuff. Love it. It's just Love Island didn't stick for me. It was, I remember at one point, maybe the second, third series or whatever, when it was massive, I sat down. I was like, all right, I'm going to give it a go now this time. Here we go. I sat down and I watched it. And it was approaching like the 28, 29 minute mark. I thought they're about to wrap it up now with a kind of a teaser of what's going to happen tomorrow. Here we go. They're going to wrap it up. And they went again. It's an hour long. Yeah. Every night. Mm-hmm. An hour long.
Yeah.
With these influencers and tweeters. I couldn't do it.
I gave up watching Love Island, I'd say about 2 or 3 years ago. When Laura Whitmore took over, that wasn't the reason I gave up watching Love Island.
Oh,
I just
shots
say?
Fired.
No, not at all. My jam actually.
Tweeting now. I'm tweeting
too. Please.
That's juicy.
The Whitmore.
Do you know what? It was just,
did you hear what they said about you on Today?
Oh my God. Anyway, Maya Jama is the new presenter. I think she's going to do a really good job, just as Laura did. And it's obviously inside. It's in South Africa and it starts off next Monday. So there is a bunch of contestants from a television salesman, a financial advisor, a biomedical science student, a farmer, guys, a makeup artist and an actress. And there's already been controversy with the farmer guy. He's this farmer dude on TikTok. He's got about 1 million views. And the reason I remember his name is because it's Will Young. That's his name.
Oh, Will Young's in Love Island this
year. Yeah, exactly. Okay. But not the Will Young that you're thinking of. But Peter came out this week to say that some video that he put up of a sheep giving birth to a lamb was absolutely atrocious. So before he's even got into the villa, there's already controversy surrounding these contestants. And I'm a little bit of a mother in that I just worry about them. If I was a parent, I wouldn't let my child into Love Island.
What's the age range of these kids? Because they are in their early 20s, aren't they?
Aged, I'd say, from about 19 up to 27, 28. And that's just some of the contestants that have been announced so far. But since South Africa, the villa sounds absolutely nutty. You know that you're getting to the age where you don't care about the contestants. You're more interested in the property.
I remember when Davina used to do the walkthrough of the Big Brother house, and you'd be like, oh, I love the hot tub.
Yeah, that's a nice layout there, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks great.
Do you know what got me excited? And this is according to the Daily Mail, so I don't know whether it's true or not. It overlooks the prison where Nelson Mandela served a jail term.
Oh, beautiful.
Robben Island.
History and Love Island. No, it's not Robben Island, actually. It's Drakenstein Prison. Drakenstein Prison. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, so I apologise.
JP, you got to polish up on your South African prison.
That's where he was for the last 14 months of his sentence. So I bet you didn't expect a history lesson when I was going to tell about Love Island.
I think Maya Jama is going to be fantastic. I thought there was
talk. It's going to be amazing.
Originally, when they were making the change to Love Island, or to the winter version, she was in the running at the time. I was convinced she was going to get it, but then that was years ago, of course, at the stage. So what's this new social media rule on Love Island?
There's a new social media rule where, you know, when contestants go into the villa, friends or partners or our parents would take over their social media accounts so that they could keep tweeting and putting up photos of them.
Okay.
They've seemingly stopped that this year, so as kind of to mind the contestants.
Because when I read the rule, I was like, they need to be taken off. They're not allowed on social media. But I thought, they don't have their phones in the villa anyways, do they?
And here's the thing. That's the whole point of why I'd imagine a lot of these contestants actually go into the villa, is to build up a massive social media following so they can get loads of deals and endorsements and whatnot after they come out, to make it all worth it. Basically, they're just not allowed to post on their social media. So I don't see how that's going to protect them, because I'd imagine people are still going to send DMs and all the rest, because people have a way of getting to somebody when they want to get to someone.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a start, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a beginning. But then when they get out, then they'll have to deal with endorsements and whatever else. This is the other thing. As kids, because they are kids, they're going and going, this is it now. I'm going to be a millionaire when I come out of there. And they need to prepare them. I suppose that every year it happens, there's more awareness raised among the contestants and among young people going for it.
Yeah, but it's still happening, though.
Yeah.
Like, the show's still continuing. So, anyway.
Speaking of horror shows, The Last of Us is going to be, it's coming out this weekend as well. It's based on a game, isn't it?
It is based on a game. The game came out about a decade ago, and it was released on PlayStation 3, and it's called The Last of Us. Now, I don't know, were you boys familiar with it? Have you played it?
I remember the game. There's a couple of the games, isn't there? And I've seen it, and I think it's about zombies, and I'm terrified of zombies, particularly in a gaming context, because I get quite, I think it's quite real, you know, like Doom and those kind of games.
Oh, yeah.
You can't deal with zombies.
Or horror games in general, because I get quite immersed in the experience.
Okay.
And terrified. I wouldn't sleep.
Right,
genuinely.
Of fake zombies.
Yeah, well, in a game. So, like, you know when you're being injured in a video game and the screen starts flashing red? Mm-hmm. Like this, because you're being hit, but you can't see them. You might be being hit from behind or something. Or you'll hear the behind you. I'm like, no, I'm out. I can't do it. So I never actually played the games, but I know they exist.
I am not a gamer. I think I played Metal Gear Solid once, and I'm still banging on about it. But for those that are not gamers, they may be unfamiliar with the game. So in the computer game, players control the character of Joel, and he's this smuggler who finds himself responsible for escorting a young girl named Ellie across the post-apocalyptic United States. We've kind of heard of that premise before, but this is specifically based on The Last of Us.
Like The Road, isn't it? But zombies. And
so Ellie has developed an immunity to the monstrous fungus that has spread across the world, which obviously turns people into zombie-like.
I've had a few monstrous funguses.
You get a cream for that.
Myself in time. Or you can use your talc. There's a good talc. You can
dry it out. Just dry it out. It'll
just dry it out.
Just dry it out.
Have you considered freezing it? You know the freezing gun?
Yeah.
You can try that.
You can get a potato peeler and scrape it off.
Have you tried loose-fitting pants? Is that how they resolve the series?
I think Ellie, they've got more to worry about than infection, guys.
Okay. But I was reading that this is going to be weekly. This isn't like you can't binge it.
It's going to be weekly, and I think it covers the first Last of Us video game, from what I can gather.
Okay, so if you play the game.
Pedro Pascal, he plays Joel, and Bella Ramsey plays Ellie, and that's not the first time that they've starred in a TV show together. Can we guess which TV show they were in together?
Either Game of Thrones or Mandalorian.
It was indeed Game of Thrones. Bella Ramsey, she was Lady Lyanna Mormont. She was the head of Mormont of Bear Island.
I'm so good. Do you know what? I'm just too good at this. I'm immersed in the culture. When is it on?
It starts on the 16th of January on Now TV.
Now TV?
Yes.
Excellent. Right. You got a movie for us. We'll have a look at that after this. Corner Shop, Brimful of Asha. You're on Today FM. That's the script and The Man Who Can't Be Moved. You're on Today FM. We play the music you love. Thursday afternoon, Ray Foley in. There's JP.
Oh, yeah.
And there's Kira King.
Hello.
In the studio. Text and WhatsApps 0874 100 102. We're talking about Love Island back this weekend. Our screens, our telly this weekend. Got Love Island, you got The Last of Us with the zombies in it. Not to be confused, Love Island with the zombies in it.
That would be cool though, wouldn't it? I'd watch that, Love Island.
That'd be an interesting watch, sure would. Kathy's over there. Hi, Kathy.
Hey, Ray. Just wanted to let you know, there is actually a programme on Channel 4 on what happens to particularly Love Islands when they come out.
Right.
And how few of them are actually doing that well. So the likes of Coco, even Coco from this year, and Ikenna.
Coco from this year? Was there a Coco this year? Talking about their experiences as they come out of the villa and out of Love Island.
Aren't making millions, and they're not happy about it. Anyway.
Well, they're not making millions and they're not happy about it. Well, I'm not making millions and I'm not happy about that either.
I feel the same way, Ray. Yeah. I feel the same way.
Exactly the same, Kathy.
Oh, by the way, love the show.
Hey, cheers, darling. And The Last of Us, people saying that the first Last of Us was great. This is on the PlayStation. I know it's on the PlayStation, but I don't know if it's on the Xbox as well. Ray, please ask Kira to do a small bit out of Kira's diary. Her hilarious book. I bought it for my 17-year-old for Christmas and she's loving it. Love the show. Hey. A from Anne and her daughter Kira. That's the other Kira reading the book at the moment.
That must be weird for her.
Reading another Kira. When did the book come out?
2017, so I'm surprised that it's still on sale.
It's still in print.
Anyway, there you go.
And still hilarious. Right, we've got over, what is it, 41 grand on the line. Nearly 42k, but I can't tell you the exact amount. Because we could be calling you right now. Answer within five rings, tell us the toll, and it's all yours. Today FM's Cash Machine. Barry's making that call. Let's go. Thanks, Ray.
Welcome, sweetheart. One ring. Two rings. Three rings. Four rings.
To tell us something, tomorrow is Friday 13th, but today was a very unlucky day for whoever that was. I mean, seriously unlucky. €41,751.58 was our cash amount. Tomorrow is our third rollover this week, so if you've entered since 5pm Monday, you're already in tomorrow's game, but you will need to get the correct cash total and answer your phone. Listen to the last word at 5pm to hear that new cash amount, and we could be calling you.
Today FM's Cash Machine.
I think answering the phone is key. That's the key message this afternoon.
Ray Foley.
So what, is that three rollovers? Ridiculous. Answer the phone tomorrow. Come on, let's make your Friday. Let's make your weekend. A new toll with Matt after 4:30 right here on... And the weekend next to Gala, Heaven in My Mind. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Hello there, Ray. Ray Foley here. JP's over there. We've got Ciara King in the
house.
Hello.
Hi. We've been talking TV. We've been talking movies. Did you watch any of the Golden Globes over the other night?
Of course I did.
Did you see... what was his name in the Indiana Jones movies? He was a Chinese child actor. Short round.
I think he might have been short round.
The Golden Globe for Everything Everywhere All at Once.
He was the best supporting actor, yeah. And he's absolute. I don't know how to pronounce his name. And Lucas, you're barking up the wrong tree. You think I'm going to pronounce it right. K-E-H-U-Y Kwan. K-Hui Huan.
His speech was absolutely gorgeous, and I'm not going to lie to you, I did cry a little bit when I heard it. It was so inspirational, wasn't it?
I was on the train on the way home last night, and I had it on my phone. Someone had put it up on Twitter. And he's an adult now, by the way. He's not a child anymore.
He hasn't stayed that age, has he not, Ray? Okay. No. All right.
He plays the husband in Everything Everywhere All at Once. And he's brilliant in it.
Oh, he's fabulous in it.
And he won this. He was acting like, whatever, 30 years ago. He was in the Goonies as well. Do you remember?
40 years ago, nearly, yeah.
40 years.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, Steven Spielberg cast him in the Indiana Jones movie. And... I was sitting on the train trying to watch it and hold my hand, my other hand.
So you wouldn't start crying.
Phone in one hand. No, I was crying. But phone in one hand and the other hand over my eyes. So the woman sitting in front of me isn't looking at me, crying and looking at my phone at the same time. Have a listen. This is heartbreaking and gorgeous all at the same time.
Wow. Thank you so much. I was raised to never forget where I came from and to always remember who gave me my first opportunity. I am so happy to see Steven Spielberg here tonight. Steven, thank you.
Stop. And Spielberg's over in the corner and he waves up at him and he's so proud of him. And I'm going, at this point,
yeah, I know.
And then then he says, like, being given the chance again, like he thought it was all over.
When I started my career as a child actor in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, I felt...
Yeah, we remember that.
I felt so very lucky to have been chosen. As I grew older, I started to wonder if that was it. If that was just luck. For so many years, I was afraid that I had nothing more to offer. That no matter what I did, I would never surpass what I achieved as a kid. Thankfully, more than 30 years later, two guys thought of me. They remembered that kid. And they gave me an opportunity to try again.
And then I'm gone.
Do you know what?
Ugly, dirty, snotty sobbing on the train last night.
I've fallen out of love with the award shows over the last couple of years, but there was something about the Golden Globes this year. Now, it was obviously the Irish element in it as well. Yeah. But Colin Farrell turning around in his speech and telling Brendan Gleeson that he loved him was one of the most genuine gestures of love that I've seen between two Irishmen ever in my life. Uh-huh. And that set me off. That set me off. And Brendan's just in the crowd and he's just nodding. Brendan, my friend Brendan.
So proud of him.
And he's just so proud of him. And he's like, I love you too. Anyway, I loved it. I thought the speeches were spectacular this year.
Grainne Kavanagh messaged me on my Insta. She says, The Traitors is coming back to the BBC on Friday as a box set on the iPlayer. If you haven't watched Traitors yet, we've been banging around about this for weeks. It's brilliant. A lot of people watch it over Christmas and were messaging me.
Did you watch The Traitors?
No.
Okay, so that's Paddington 1, JP, 2 and The Traitors.
Have you been listening? Have you been paying attention?
Sorry, just drying my eyes after the lad there.
The thing is with that whole thing about him, I'm not getting into that now. And the US version is coming to BBC soon as well. A US version will also be broadcast on the BBC. Have you watched the Australian version yet?
No.
Also very good. Definitely worth a shout if you're into the Traitors. Let's have a look at the menu. This is on Disney Plus, and it's out already. This is a movie.
It is out already, and it's one of those ones that I've seen advertised for ages, and you'd almost kind of miss it. And then I was sitting down last week and I was like, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to watch the menu. So Nicholas Hoult, Anya Taylor-Joy and Ralph Fiennes, they had a stellar cast, along with Judith Light. Do you know who Judith Light is?
Not a clue.
She will forever be Angela from Who's the Boss?
Oh, yes.
Exactly.
She was in something recently.
She was in Ugly Betty.
She was in the Primaries, that was called. It's a political... kind of a spoof political American political drama.
She's brilliant.
It's on Netflix. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, but she'll forever be Angela from Here's the Boss for Me. So it's about a bunch of pretentious rich people, and they get on a boat to go out to an island called Hawthorne Island, where they're paying a ridiculous amount of money for a tasting menu by an exclusive chef played by Ralph Fiennes. So Anya Taylor-Joy's character, she's kind of like the cynic, and she's over all these rich people and their pretentiousness, you know, being foodies and posting them on their Instagram and all. She's like the real person on it. And like, when has a movie ever ended well where a bunch of rich people get on a boat to go out to an island?
Oh yeah, well, never. Fair enough.
Never.
Yeah.
Like it never has.
You gotta be on high alert.
So the whole concept of the evening is taste, don't eat. So it's really pretentious. There's like a really famous food critic there. There's a washed up actor. There's loads of drama going on with all the different tables. And then Ralph Fiennes comes out and he's the chef. And as, you know, each course is served, some other weird stuff starts going down and it gets pretty dark pretty quickly. You don't see what's coming.
Okay, because in the trailer, I'm convinced I know what's happening.
So I think that I thought the same thing that you guys thought.
Right.
Okay.
We've got to stay with it.
Yeah, you got to stay with it. It honestly really impressed me. Towards the end, did they say jump the shark?
Yeah. Right.
And Ralph Fiennes, he was really scary. And do you know why? He reminded me of Voldemort.
That's it. He'll never get away from that, yeah.
I was like, why am I finding him so disturbing right now? And of course, it was been haunted by the Harry Potter movies, you know, that I watched when I was younger, where he played, obviously, the person who shan't be named or shouldn't be named or whatever.
Oh, surely you've named him already. Ralph Fiennes. Rafe Fiennes. Is it Ralph or Rafe?
Rafe.
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 The Menu, it's on Disney+. Kira King, you beautiful. Rafe. Lovely to see you in person.
You too, guys. Happy
New Year. And made you look on Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon. It's Thursday. Ray here, JP there.
Oh, yeah.
Feeling nice. Oh, my God.
What?
You'll never guess.
I probably won't then.
You almost certainly won't.
Okay.
So I'll just go ahead and tell you.
Yeah, please.
Two of the stars of Traitors. Well, I've been banging on about this show for weeks. The Traitors, BBC reality TV show. Easily the best reality show on television the last 15 years, yeah. You ask me. Since the heyday of Big Brother at its best in the early years with Davina McCall. The Traitors, presented by Claudia Winkleman on BBC television. It's finished up now, but you can watch it on the BBC iPlayer. You can get it on your illegals as well, I'm sure. Wherever you stream your illegals. Two of the Traitors are on the 6 o'clock show. You'll on TV3 tonight.
Wow.
Kieran and Aaron. I can't tell you anything about them because if you haven't watched the show, but let me tell you, Kieran and Aaron are on it tonight. Oh, dead jealous. It's a great show. Highly recommend. Give it a go. Another thing I recommend, get on holiday. Self-care. Look after yourself. You're jaded after the Christmas. You're looking into 2023 thinking, oh God, I just need to get away. €1,000 holiday voucher with thanks to our friends at FPD Insurance. With over 500,000 customers and 34 branches across the country, FPD Insurance is the largest homegrown insurer offering farm, home, car and business insurance. So we're asking you, you've seen the ads where they do different words for FPD. Now we're looking for yours as well. Yet again, we find ourselves in a situation where people are abusing the game, are abusing the competition and the entries, and using it as an opportunity just to give me stick.
But your surname does begin with F, right?
Yeah. We're not reading any of the sweary ones, and even at that, we're still getting quite a lot of abusive ones. Shane says, Foley biscuit dunking, which...
Does your shoe fit, you know?
I'm guilty. Guilty as charged, Your Honour. Jerry Interley says, fun but dumb. That's the tagline of the show, Jerry. Fierce, blustery downpours, says Daniel in Dublin 15. French bulldog, says Miriam in Wicklow. Fully bearded dudes from Rebecca. Rebecca, neither of us are. We're a little bit hairy, all right, but not fully bearded. Caroline Brady in Galway says, fungi, bottlenose dolphin.
Oh, yeah.
No longer with us, sadly. And Federal Bureau of Disasters, says Dave. Dave, I won't take that one personally. And Elaine in Newbridge says, frowning, befuddled dentist. Which, again, I have been on the receiving end of a befuddled dental frown sitting in the chair. Will I make a call?
Do, please, yeah.
Here we go. Can you tell me the region I'm calling, at least?
I believe it's Leinster. I'll fine-tune once I hear the ringtone, right?
Okay, hang on. Yeah. Is there anything happening there? Oh, there it is.
It's ringing. Wicklow, that's Wicklow.
Oh, right, right.
Hello?
Hello, Wicklow!
How's it going?
Today FM calling. Who's this?
Hey, Ray, it's Fergal.
Hey, Fergal, how are you?
Not bad.
I've been looking at your text here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't have much to say back now. But
are you from Wicklow?
I am, yeah.
You know I'm from Ballinan, County Mayo, yeah?
That's in the text, isn't it?
It sure is. It says, Foley's Ballina disappointment.
As in Foley is.
Foley Ballina's is.
Disappointment.
Or what about Foley colon? Ballina's disappointment. well done, sir. Very clever, very funny. €1,000 holiday voucher for you.
Well done for
thanks to FKD Insurance.
Cheers, very good, man.
Do you know where you want to go? Do you have any ideas for plans for holidays?
Oh, don't know. Do I have to spend it in Wicklow? Or do I have to spend it in Ballina or something?
You actually have to go to Ballina, yeah. You've spent €1,000 in Ballina, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we'll be waiting for torches and pitchforks for you when you arrive.
I'll avoid that part of the country.
Do you know who you're going to take with you?
I take one of the lads.
One of the lads, fair enough, okay. We make them work for it then between now and then. Listen, brother, thanks for the text. Thanks for listening.
Cheers, Ray. Cheers, one thing.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, man. Have a lovely day and have a lovely holiday. All right, one more chance to win. But thanks to FBD Insurance and another €1,000 holiday voucher tomorrow on Today FM. That's lovely. Moncrief and Perfect. You're on Today FM playing the music you love. Look, people still texting for their FBD €1,000 holiday vouchers and more chances to win tomorrow. Sorry, it's closed for now. What's this? This is, I was stunned to find the face of Jesus Christ in my pizza box.
Well, you would be.
This is in the news. This is the Sun running this story.
And do we know, know what the person ordered? Like, I mean, did pizza. They actually order the Jesus pizza?
It's pizza. Hiya, can I get two portions of chicken tenders, a large bottle of Coke, and the Jesus pizza, please?
Yeah. Shocking in that case.
I think it's a pepperoni pizza she went for. An atheist spotted the face of Jesus Christ on a pizza box. A retail worker, Kim Ellis, she's from Cornwall in the UK, a mum of two, she was tucking into a takeaway from Domino's. And she said her partner dubbed him Pizza Jesus. I've got the photograph here. He's fuller in face, actually. It's the grease of the pizza in the bottom of the body of the cardboard box.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I would say he's fuller in face, but then again, he would be, because he's been eating too much pizza. Someone responded on social media and said it looks like Hagrid.
It does, actually. It looks more like
Pizza Hagrid. It doesn't have the same ring to it, though. You and I and nobody else. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Yeah, everyone's surprised at the pizza Jesus, appearing the image of Jesus in a pizza box. This is Kim in the south of England. It says here that she's still, in spite of Jesus appearing in the bottom of the pizza box, it says here she is still firmly a non-believer.
It's a sign. It's a sign.
Worth
though.
Checking, absolutely. Text 0874 100102. Terry suggests maybe she ordered extra cheeses.
Oh, that's clever.
And they got confused in the shop. Extra cheese. Hiya, can I get extra cheeses with that? No problem. My daughter, my child. And Liam's over there.
Hi, Ray.
Hi, Liam.
Just wondering, was there just the one image? Or was it a three Jesus pizza?
How can I get extra Jesus? Or maybe it was a margarita, like a three cheeses or four cheeses. And the person really liked the cheese. And instead of Jesus Christ, they said, Jesus Cripes. They're all options. So much we didn't get to do on the show, yeah. We did Jesus Pizza, but there's still so much we didn't get to do on the show. We didn't get to do Indiana Jones and the Temple of Chum.
Yeah.
Where Steven Spielberg announces his next project. It's a remake of the 1984 classic Temple of Doom, but this one is set in the county of Galway.
Of course.
And we didn't get to do Daniel Bedingfield's Bedingfield Day. Where Daniel Bedingfield tells us about all the bargains he picked up at Mattress Mix. He's had an absolute field day, all right, in Daniel Bedingfield's Bedingfield Day. I just got some great news.
What?
Matt Cooper is in, and he's on the way next. Ray Foley. Today.